Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, you're now into hour number three of this Friday, Transmission Against Tyranny. Coming up, we have William Bunch of the Philadelphia Daily News on the Berg beheading and his article, Berg Met with Shady Iraqi, which exposes the Berg teamed up in Baghdad with an ex-Philippine man who led a controversial group of Iraq expatriates encouraged by the U.S. government even as he faced deportation for his role in a Russian immigrant crime ring selling millions of vials used for crack. And then we have him with us, two of the hijackers now, not one, and we have him working at Abu Ghraib prison, and this young man dropping out of college to go help people worldwide. Very suspicious, and we're sad that he died if that video is even real. But let's take two final calls for our guest, Staff Sergeant Jimmy Massey, who has come out and told the world, Sacramento Bee broke the story, I killed innocent people for our government. Ishmael, a lot of calls from Canada. You're on the air, and then we'll try to cram Kenny in here. Go ahead, Ishmael.
My question is for Mr. Massey in regards to the choice to do what he did in his battalion. Were they on drugs when they chose to do this?
Well, no, it's the training, and it's the setup, and it's the intelligence they're given. Go ahead, sir.
Basically, from the moment that you arrive at Marine Corps boot camp, the dehumanization process begins. So if you take, a bunch of 17 to 22-year-olds, and you put them through a rigorous boot camp and continue on with their training, and everything is emphasized on dehumanization.
Well, look, if you look at the Marine Corps training, it is identical to what cults do.
Okay.
Do you agree with that, Mr. Massey?
Yes.
Thank you.
Everybody should read All is Quiet on the Western Front, written by a World War I veteran. It sounds exactly like what our guest is saying. Okay. They take a young man who no longer needs mommy and daddy and who hasn't gotten bound to a woman yet, who's in that spot in their life, and it's the Prussians invented this, and this is the Prussians brag that it was programming. Were you aware of that, Mr. Massey?
Not then. I didn't become aware of it until I was out on recruiting duty, where I was reintroduced back to the civilian world. And then my last year, I had an epiphany. And I woke up and I was like, what in the heck am I doing?
Let's talk to Kenny. Kenny, you're on the air. Go ahead. Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Kansas City. I'm a Gulf War vet. I served in the Army from 85 through 91 as a tanker. And I guess I'm just really disturbed that the military is no longer training people that you have a right and a moral obligation to disobey unlawful and unconstitutional orders, and you never shoot civilians or people with 50 calibers. That's for PCs, tanks, heavy equipment, that kind of stuff. What kind of madness is going on in our country these days and in our military?
Any comments, Sergeant?
Sir?
Yes.
That's why I'm here, because I want the same answers. And that's just another part of me patching up another part of my soul.
Well, like I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, and I guess I'm equally ashamed, because I would hope more people like Michael New would stand up and say, you know what? This is wrong. This is immoral, and I will not do this. I will not obey this. I wouldn't have done it. I'd have told them, no, I'm out of here.
Well, now we're going to have a new national draft with women, too, and we're going to, I guess, be forced to go do this and breathe all the depleted uranium. And last question, are the troops aware of the depleted uranium and how dangerous it is?
No, I didn't become aware of what it does to you. How I became aware of it was reading a Rolling Stones magazine. And then I started asking around to some of the tankers and other members that I knew that were around it constantly, and some of the artillery. And they, began to explain to me. And I basically said to myself, "Holy crap! This is this is some pretty serious stuff." So every time you're in and around a tank that has been disabled, or you're out on the battlefield, where these bombs have landed, or these shells,
Tell you what, we've got another guest coming up, but stay there. I want to end this on the other side. We'll bring our next guest up. Stay with us.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want to jumpstart on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart garden. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and viable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. We're about to be talking to a Philadelphia Daily News reporter who broke a very important story. Berg met with Shady Iraqi. You tie this in with now connections to two hijackers working in Abu Ghraib prison, being in coalition custody, leaving college with good grades to go help people, the quiet American. Classic intelligence background MO. I'm just saying there should be an investigation of that. We'll be talking to the reporter who broke a major story on this last week. But right now, finishing up with an amazing individual, former Staff Sergeant Jimmy Massey, who has come out and told the world, I killed innocent people for our government, had children die in his arms, you name it, and had a conscience. Didn't have his conscience seared and is now working through all of this, and he's just dropped bombshell after bombshell on us today about the embedded reporters manipulating and twisting, how they were ordered to do all of this, what happened. And Sergeant Massey, God bless you, and thank you for having the will and the strength. I mean, it's really hard. A lot of people do these things and then commit themselves to it and, you know, make excuses. It takes a lot of strength, moral courage to do what you've done. And just God bless you, sir, and I hope you can work through all of this. Anything else you'd like to tell the listeners?
Actually, I'd like to read a quote real fast. We must respect innocent life to achieve peace. That quote was made by President Bush 2 days ago over the Israeli and Palestinian incident. What in the hell is he talking about? we just killed innocent civilians over in Iraq by the hundreds, the thousands. And he's talking about we must respect innocent life to achieve peace.
Yeah, they're blowing up a wedding, killing 40, and then the Israelis do something smaller, and he's... It's incredible. Well, Sergeant, anytime you've got anything you want to bring up on the show, you've got my producer's number, and God bless you, and take care.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Wow, that was an incredible hour interview with Sergeant Massey. And now for another first hour, we had Kyle Hens, co-founder 9/11 Citizens Watch, a contributor to unanswered questions.org, and Christopher Broder, investigative journalist and activist who confronted Giuliani in the 11th public hearing of the September 11th commission. And we had Staff Sergeant Massey. And now we have Philadelphia Daily News, a reporter, William Bunch. And Mr. Bunch, it's great to have you on with us. Thanks for taking time out.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show. It's my pleasure.
Tell folks your newspaper's website or how they can read your fine columns.
Oh, absolutely. We've been given a decent amount of coverage to what's going on in Iraq from our own kind of unique perspective. And you can find it on Philly, which folks outside of here don't always know how to spell it. It's philly.com. And look for the Daily News. Click on the Daily News, because otherwise you might get a bunch of stuff in the Philadelphia Inquirer, and that's not going to help you out too much. So look for the Daily News when you go on the philly.com website, and look for our coverage of what's going on over in Iraq.
Okay, fantastic. I mean, you're a reporter. You stick to the absolute facts that you have. But before we get into your story, I mean, now connected to two hijackers, Nick Berg, leaves an Ivy League school to, quote, travel the world, classic intelligence operative M.O., you know, quit school with, you know, high grades, working at Abu Ghraib prison, in coalition custody. They tried to deny it. Now it's admitted. 13 days. Gets released suddenly in al-Qaeda hands. Now we find out it wasn't al-Qaeda. MSNBC saying that this Zawahiri guy died 3 months ago in northern Iraq. I mean, this story has got more holes in it than a sieve. And then you bring forward your article with him with these shady characters, with intelligence agency connections, with the drug trafficking connections, with immigrant smuggling connections. I mean, this is amazing. What I mean, how do we make heads or tails of all of this, Mr. Bunch?
Well, it's hard to know what to make of it. I would just caution everybody. I think this is, finding out, what Nick Berg was all about and what he was doing in Iraq is going to be a time-consuming process, and it's not something we're going to work out overnight. The only thing that seems clear is, the original storyline that, that he was just over there, pouring business opportunities, and I don't even want to say it's false, but I mean, just the more you check into it, as I've done, the more questions that get raised and go unanswered. And so there's a lot, there's just a lot of questions about who Nick Berg, what he was really all about. You know, was he really pro-war? Was he anti-war like his father? Where else did he travel? How many times did he go to Israel? What other countries did he visit? Somebody had an article on the internet with, 50 unanswered questions. And to be honest, there's more than that.
Yeah, well, we've said there's 50, anomalies, and you're
anomalies,
right.
Yeah.
You know, in 2 weeks ago, now more are out there. But
okay.
I mean, look, he has the classic. I mean, we have to speculate because everybody's speculating. We have a bunch of facts, but don't know the answers. But I mean, he has the classic intelligence agent MO. The country's flooding full of private contractors who are really CIA and defense intelligence and Mossad and Shin Bet and everything else. And this guy's got the classic MO of that. I can't say he was, but very
I don't want to jump to any conclusions. That's not my MO, but I will say, I mean, the fact that his job or his self-styled job was to climb these radio and communications towers, including, as you mentioned, the one at Abu Ghraib, that's a red flag right there. That's something that needs to be checked out a little bit more, obviously.
Yes, the quiet American with his bag of tricks out helping. It's horrible what happened to them, if that can even be documented. But your article, though, really is one of the best investigations I've seen, and in kind of a window into this murkiness. Can you go over the details of your story, Burke met with Shady Iraqi?
Right, well, that was actually, a kind of a follow-up story. We were actually, the Philadelphia Daily News, we were actually the first newspaper to report about Burke's connections to terrorism or al-Qaeda suspects down in Oklahoma, including a link either indirectly or directly to Zacharias Moussaoui, who's an admitted member of al-Qaeda.
Well, he just, don't when you're on a bus, don't you just say, here's my computer, here's my password?
Yeah, I don't think that. I have a serious doubt about whether that's the actual
No one does that.
Right, right. Well, my general thinking. Well, let me first go back and after we broke the story about the Oklahoma and the Moussaoui connection that weekend, there were some stories coming out of Baghdad. And, unfortunately, we don't have people over there from the Daily News. I wish we did, but just reading the AP story that came out of Baghdad that weekend, they made a reference to a Philadelphian being an Iraqi. Born person who lived in Philadelphia who moved back and, being somewhat parochial like most newspapers, whenever we see the word Philadelphia, we get excited. So I said, who is this guy? And I started checking into it and, I just couldn't believe all the weird connections that this guy had. His name is, was quoted in most papers, is Aziz Al-Taee, T-A-E-E, but that's not his real name. He adopted that a few years ago for reasons that when you check out his background, it seems pretty obvious. His actual name is Aziz Kaduri Aziz, or Aziz K. Aziz, and he'd come to the United States from Iraq about 20 years ago, seemingly a successful businessman. He'd opened a chain of electronics stores in kind of bad neighborhoods in Philadelphia. It turns out he has a very shady past, including he pleaded guilty back in 1994 to being part of a huge ring that was distributing crack vials, not the actual crack itself, but the vials that people used to sell crack. Most of his partners in this enterprise were I don't want to ask religious, I don't know the religion, but I know they were mostly Soviet emigres who'd come over in the 70s. And that was weird. So that was one thing. The other thing is, he went on from this, however, to form this group called the Iraqi American Council. And
by the way, I just typed that name in. That's a known CIA front group.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's hard because you have to follow the board of directors, but it does go back to, there are definite
possibilities. It's one of these government-funded Iraqi opposition groups.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they had, and I'm sure your listeners remember the Clear Channel sponsored rallies for America, the so-called pro-troop or pro-war rallies that were held a year ago. And people from this group, the Iraqi American Council, got training from our State Department to go to these rallies, to go on Fox News and to go on other channels and talk about how terrible Saddam was and how much better the world would be if we got rid of him. And and Aziz K. Aziz, or Aziz Al-Taee, as he was calling himself by this point, spoke at a number of these rallies. He was at D.C., he spoke in Philly and St. Louis. And
so we've got this obvious intel operative, and he's involved in all this shady stuff. And then, he's buddies with Berg.
We're not reporting that that's your jump, that he's an intel operative. But, yeah, I mean, he definitely has, like as we said in our story, he definitely has a shady past, no doubt about it. He definitely has these government connections. He definitely has these
Fox News, Clear Channel, State Department.
Connections. Right. and then because of his criminal record, however, I guess this is typical government, left hand, not knowing what the right's doing. At the same time, he's getting this backing from the State Department and possibly CIA type sources or whatever. Meanwhile, immigration is moving to deport him now because of his because he had a couple other arrests in addition to the crack vial case and I think one other conviction.
I tell you what, stay right there.
Okay.
William Bunch, Philadelphia Daily News, philly.com's the website. We'll come right back, and I want to get into his connection to Berg in your great article that folks can read at InfoWars.com, or you can simply link through to Philly.com. We'll be right back with our guests after this quick break, and we'll continue. We really appreciate Mr. Bunch's work on this. And then, if you can stay with us, we'll take some calls. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily residue that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bedliners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com on the World Wide Web. That's justonce.com.
All right, I don't know how long our guest can stay with us, but I'd like him to into the next segment so we can take some calls, and I would ask callers to direct some questions or comments to him, because we don't screen calls here, but when I do have guests on, it'd be nice if you talked to the guest, 1-800-259-9231. We haven't even gotten into the meat and potatoes yet on this incredible article, Berg Met with Shady Iraqi, and there's been other reports by William Bunch, the Philadelphia Daily News, philly.com. website. William, continuing here now, his connection, you know, he's saying, you called him up, he's saying now in the news article that, oh, yeah, I saw him, he left, I don't know where he's at. I saw him just, you know, a few hours a day before he disappeared. Again, Berg met with Shady Iraqi. Let's get into that.
Yeah, well, Aziz, as we call him, appears, according to his version of events, and you know, everything that has to do with Iraq, you have to quantify somebody's version of what's really happening. But Aziz's version is basically has him being the last person to speak with Nick Berg before he disappeared. Says that on April 10th, now supposedly, you know, when Berg was in whoever's custody, whether it was, you know, American or Iraqi custody, supposedly then he, went to Baghdad and checked into a hotel for 4 days, you know, resumed his connection with Aziz, who I don't know if we mentioned in the narrative here, but was hooked up with Berg in Iraq as his business partner. They formed a company called Babylon Towers that was supposedly going to fix radio towers in Iraq. And on April 10th, which was when Nick Berg left the hotel and was the last time anybody saw him, he said Nick Berg called him and told him he'd gotten a ride with a couple people. He was going to Jordan to leave the country.
Now, I know this. In America, the cops would be talking to this guy, the last person you're with, and, oh, I saw him get a ride, and oh, I do stuff for the State Department, and I get these rallies together, and I'm involved in shipping out crack vials, and I'm doing all this, and Mr. Berg's involved with some hijackers with passwords, but there's nothing suspicious here. This is all just, I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you're right. Usually the last person to see somebody alive, you know,
this guy needs to be under the hot lights with some guys asking him some questions.
And we don't know if that's been done, although it doesn't seem like it. He seems to be operating freely over there in Baghdad. He also made an interesting claim. He claimed that Aziz is in the cell phone business, and he has claimed that he's actually seen Nick Berg's cell phone records, and that his cell phone was used, I think as late as April 19th, which would be, remember now, is 9 days after he disappeared. So that's an interesting and unexplained fact there, too.
He's trying to create space for the government, speculating here. From, you know, he gets released and suddenly in Al-Qaeda hands, and now they admit it's not Al-Qaeda. I mean, this whole thing.
I think you're referring to the story that came out today, which is very curious, in which we have some Iraqi officials now claiming that some people were in custody and they're not Al-Qaeda at all, that they're Fedayeen who are associated with Saddam Hussein, and that one of them is Saddam Hussein's nephew or... Not one of the people they arrested.
But then it comes out now that says that
they've already released two out of these four people, and they might be releasing the other. So,
well, it's like 20 times they found sarin gas and later say it isn't sarin gas. And then I have arguments with people that, oh, yeah, they found the sarin gas. I mean, this is all propaganda. Propaganda where they put a story out and then retract it later.
How many times did they kill Chemical Ali? Like five or something? You know, I mean...
The guy supposedly sawing Nick Berg's head off, MSNBC, the Pentagon said was dead 3 months ago.
Right. Al Zarqawi. He knows what's up with that. So.
Yeah, and I know the guy cutting his head off isn't hobbling and sure has a lot of mobility to be, you know, for one leg.
That didn't add up. There's a lot of things about the video that don't add up, so...
Like not a lot of blood. I mean, I've been in a slaughterhouse and you cut a large mammal's head off, folks. You better stand back. I don't want to get too graphic here. Have you seen the video?
Yes, I have. Unfortunately, I mean it's pretty grisly.
Yeah, we've seen it. We had it up for a while. Took it down. It's just I don't know. I go back and forth on it. Well, we've got a break, sir. Can we come back and take a few calls for you?
Absolutely. I have a few minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, let's do that. We'll come back and. Go to Rodney and Chris and Fred in Philadelphia and John in Florida and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And it's great to have reporters like William Bunch out there from the Philadelphia Daily News. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You'll never set your clock again, not even for daylight saving time. That's right, the self-setting atomic travel clock keeps 100% accurate time in any U.S. time zone. This is the U.S. official atomic clock located in Fort Collins, Colorado. It's the same atomic clock that governs ship movements, radio stations, space flights, and warplanes. We use them right here at the Genesis Radio Network. These self-setting atomic clocks contain a completely hidden antenna and receiver tuned to the exact frequency of the official U.S. atomic clock. How accurate is it? This clock will not gain or lose 1 second in the next million years. The radio signal automatically sets your clock for daylight savings. If you travel, this is the last clock you'll ever buy. Even if you don't travel, you'll use it to set the time on your other clocks. And now, thanks to a limited time offer, you can get one for only $19, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 866-550-3501 or visit jamesdirect.com. Don't push the snooze button. Call 866-550-3501 today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Joining us on this Friday, the 21st of May, 2004 edition, as we blast out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on Global Shortwave, and the internet at prisonplanet.tv.com and infowars.com as well. Before we go back to our guest, William Bunch from the Philadelphia Daily News, and take some calls here from people patiently holding, I want to encourage everybody out there to go sign up today at prisonplanet.tv. It's only 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year. 19 cents a day if you sign up on a monthly basis, weekly, multiple weekly, usually. Special TV reports I do here locally that are on the site. The best interviews, the audio interviews we do, like this one right now. Every time I make a new documentary, it'll be put on the site first. All my videos, all 10 of them, are there on the site. This helps us with the bandwidth. We kept putting it out for free everywhere, just like the New York Post wrote us up yesterday. Page 6 doing this, and we still offer most stuff free, but you can't have 20 million visitors a month and have them watching videos for free. or I'm going to live on the side of the road and not have a radio show anymore because I did this separately from the radio network. So help us get the word out to get the special weekly reports and a lot of the other information. About half the site's still free, but if you want to support us, prisonplanet.tv, go sign up today. Also, I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book, carry a bunch of other great books and videos, Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, great new video we're carrying called Innocence Betrayed, about tyrannical government. You need to have this video, folks. It also comes with three political pamphlets that go over the history of tyranny and how they disarm us. So get that. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure, safe shopping cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. My book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, about 9/11, the truth of it, and the police state unfolding, 224 pages, $12. Paul Watson's book, 1995, with 300 pages full of photos, diagrams, documents. The videos are $25.95. Order three or more of any of the 10 titles. They drop down to $20. Make the call today, 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, we're going to go to all these calls here in just a moment, but talking to the reporter, William Bunch, from the Philadelphia Daily News, broke the story, Berg met with Shady Iraqi. Any other key points you want to add before we go to these calls?
Well, right now, in terms of like further areas to be checking out, right now I'm trying to find out more about Hickberg's time in Oklahoma, and very little has been explained about what's really behind the so-called password on the bus story, and who he really knew and who he met down there. And so we're going to look into that. I mean, you know, there's a lot of downtime, if you look at his resume, between the time he went to college and when he turned up in Iraq, and I think that might
yeah.
give some clues into what's going on with this guy.
Yeah, and again, just to state this, the government recruits people with high grade point averages out of the Ivy League. They've had a big recruiting drive for 25-year-olds to 29-year-olds. That's even been State Department press releases. This stinks to high heaven. We can't say that. We can just say, looks like a duck, quacks like a duck. What is it? And, yes, I'd love to have you back on if you can get that information. Who's up first here out of all these callers, Stephanie? Rodney in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. Randy, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, all I can say about this Berg is that, you know, if we weren't over there sticking our nose in where it didn't belong, we wouldn't have any of that happening or the POW mess that we're encountering now. You know, I'm just reading right now on Yahoo News about a Florida-based soldier who was found guilty today of desertion over there, who objected to it and refused to go back on conscientious grounds.
Yes, I read about that. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's no, you know, if we were not in Iraq, and clearly that was a, quote, voluntary or optional, whatever you want to call it, war, and didn't seem to be particularly necessary, and now we have these things happening, and they you know, they're, you know, knocking America's image around the world even lower.
Well, also, they say, oh, they're volunteers, you know, these troops. Well, a lot of them were supposed to be in 3-4 years. Now they won't let them leave. So that
right.
really is a draft.
Well, yeah, that's the point. I bring that up in this article, too. I salute this boy, you know, because, I mean, I have yet to have any congressman say or hear any of them say that this was a war done under the Constitution, you know, with a declaration
no,
of war.
No, the Congress is supposed to declare it, and again, this is out of control. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Philadelphia, where our reporter joins us from. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, great show. I just wanted to call, and I have two pretty pertinent things. I actually witnessed the recruitment of a young vet around 28 years old at a local suburban library in the late 90s for the Balkans. Like a specific technical job for the CIA. And, that is the age group, that is the qualifications for, intelligence community to hire people.
You know, I don't like your conspiracy theory. So he's trading passwords with now two hijackers. So he's working in Abu Ghraib prison. So he's hanging out with people that are involved in all this shady stuff. And he's in coalition custody, and he's flying back and forth between Israel. I mean, come on, man. I bet you're the type of person that if you saw a guy in a black mask walking out of your house with your television set at 3 a.m., I bet you'd think that was a robber. You're a conspiracy theorist, okay?
No, but the other thing is that I wanted to report that in the 90s, there was a lot of recruitment. And the other thing was, on Nick Berg, the occupational description of him changed in the local news in Philadelphia. First thing, it was simply personal characteristics they mentioned.
Well, that was as the news was getting what the government said, then reporters went out and found out the truth, like Mr. Bunch.
Yeah, they first said he was just able to make friends. They didn't talk about occupational description. And then they had said that he was trained in marketing, without mentioning that apparently his huge expertise was radio engineering and electrical engineering.
And then when that comes out, then they that's a good point. We've had a lot of absconding and a lot of stonewalling by the government, Mr. Bunch.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a good point in that because I've been on the story since the first day. And the first day, you know, as is always the case with these things, it's just a matter of shock. And look, a couple things, and I meant to say some of this out front is, whatever his purposes were.
What happened to him was horrible.
What happened to him? Two things. What happened to him was horrible. I mean, by all accounts, the people who knew him were very fond of him and liked him. And regardless of who killed him,
it's a tragedy. We just shouldn't have the government lying about it.
Right. Exactly. And clearly, the fact that first that they said it was this Abu Musab, the al-Zarqawi, supposedly was fingered, you know, definitively by the CIA or whatever is the killer. And then we're hearing today that they're arresting people from a completely, you know, totally different group, the Fedayeen. And, it's like anything else. I mean, you know, if that information is bogus, then what else, you know, what else aren't they telling us? Or are they trying to mislead us?
And then we'll have arguments when the government admits. I mean, Powell admits those weren't mobile weapons trucks. Jennings admitted it 6 months ago. And I still have arguments with people, William, saying those were mobile weapons trucks.
Well, once information gets out there, it's hard to, that's been my experience, once information gets published or promulgated out there, it's hard to, it stays there for a long time. You know, even if the person who actually said it, like in this case, like Powell, even if the person who, was the one saying information in the first place disowns it, people still have a hard time, accepting that. I see that all the time.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Fred. Let's talk to John in Florida. John, you're on the air, and then one more call for our guest. Go ahead, John.
Howdy, Alex. Howdy, William. I'll try and restrain myself with comments and questions as to your investigative efforts here, okay? And I'm glad to hear that you're going to go out to Oklahoma and elsewhere on this man's trail. You and your comments are...
Let me stop you. Let me just tell the reporter, be very careful.
Somebody made a leap. I have no plans to go to Oklahoma at this point, so...
You made it sound like you were going to try and find out more what he was doing in college out there.
You'd be surprised that you can learn with a telephone and a good directory. So
yes.
Okay. So we're going to start that way first, and we'll see.
Okay.
So,
okay. Go ahead, John.
In your statement about half an hour ago, you referred to some Russian immigrants, and you were very reluctant to mention a religious sect. And I'm wondering, is these Orthodox Jews?
Well, I don't know for a fact. Some of them, I believe, according to the clips, were Jewish immigrants. They came from that. A lot of them were in that wave of immigration in the 1970s,
right.
when some Jews were allowed to leave the Soviet Union.
What does Mr. Berg, the father, do for a living? I understand he and his son seem to have been active in this tower building, whatever, microwave.
Right. Well, I mean, it's weird. Michael Berg, the father, for a long time was a school teacher in the same district in Westchester, Pennsylvania, where Nick Berg went to school. Now, he retired a few years ago. I guess he took an early retirement. He has been, it is a fact that he has been involved, he was involved with his son's business, and he represented himself on several occasions as, like, the office manager.
I mean, it's funny. They didn't seem to have any equipment that I know of and things like that. Maybe they subcontracted. Who knows? But one more item. Okay, please. CNN has about 2 weeks ago done a lot of, talking to people over there in Iraq. Right. One of them was named Andrew Duke, okay, who allegedly is a friend of the Mr. Berg's, now the CEO.
Yes, I'm interested in knowing more about this Andrew
Duke.
Yeah,
okay,
myself,
because, yeah. I mean, this man seems to be, like, you know, talking as though he was intimately involved with him, and Mr. Duke, okay, looks to be of Semitic origins. I mean, looks like Yasser Arafat's twin, full beard, okay, unshaven, you know, and, I mean, you know, who knows who he really works for. He can
okay, thanks,
to be an independent
thanks,
contractor.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, obviously, you got this Russian mafia people and all this going back and forth, and the dad's involved in the business and weird stuff with hijackers. I mean, folks, this is unbelievable. But again, the question is, if it is intelligence, is it CIA, is it Mossad? And I guess we've got to have reporters like William Bunch try to find out what's going on here. I know we've got a stench coming from the, you know, below the floorboards, but is it a possum or is it a human body? I mean, do you see where I'm going with that?
I see where you're going. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm just going to try and see where the facts go. And, it all starts from there. And so far there's been a lot more speculation than facts. And I don't even think we know half the truth yet. So
I hear you.
So stay tuned, everybody. You know, I mean, we'll see what else is coming out.
All right. Joanne in Maryland, last caller for our guest. Joanne, go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I have a question, or a statement, actually. I was watching our local television TV station here in Salisbury, Maryland, WBOC Channel 16, and they interviewed a guy that knew this bird personally, and that he did work here on the Eastern Shore. Now, this is where I moved here, but evidently a lot of people knew him here on the Eastern Shore of Maryland, and that he did some tower work, and he worked on a Christian radio show, and that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to, you know, tell him that he was on the Eastern Shore sometime or another.
Yeah, well, thanks for that information. Clearly Nick Berg had some expertise in the communications tower business, and he did work for, all the evidence I've seen is he worked for a number of, bona fide radio stations around the East Coast.
They spoke very highly of him anyway. Thank you.
Yes, that was the point I was trying to make earlier. I mean, people who knew Nick Berg all speak highly of him, and that makes his loss even more tragic.
Well, it's all very suspicious. The facts we do have are very suspicious, but we do need to get more facts before we go to conclusions. But I really appreciate you joining us, Mr. Bunch, from the Philadelphia Daily News, your busy schedule, and we can continue to watch your columns, your reports there at philly.com. And we really appreciate you coming on, and please contact us if there's a new development.
Absolutely. I'll send it along to you guys. I've got your email now, and should be no problem, and I hope there is more that comes out. I think I'm pretty sure there will be, and in the meantime, thanks for having me on the show.
Well, so your editor's letting you work more on this story.
Absolutely. So we'll see what develops.
Okay, thanks a lot for coming on. Take care, William.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, well, that was just four incredible guests today. In the first hour, co-founder of the 9/11 Citizens Watch and contributor to Unanswered Questions, and Hens was present at the 11th public hearing of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission with testimony by former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, where Giuliani was confronted by activists, and we had the activists, an investigative journalist on, Christopher Broder, and he did a great job there. And then we also, former Staff Sergeant Jimmy Massey, who has come out and told the world, "I killed innocent people for our government." That was in the second hour. In the third hour, William Bunch of the Philadelphia Daily News. You just heard that. And we're going to re-air this interview tonight from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, all these interviews. So please tell your friends, your neighbors, your family, your email list. Great broadcast today. Really informative. A whole education wrapped into this show today. All the glory goes to God. Please tell folks about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv where they can listen to it tonight when it re-airs. We'll also repost these at PrisonPlanet.tv. And please tune into your local AM or FM affiliate or on the global shortwave from 9 to midnight Central Time at 3210. And there's also a couple rebroadcasts of the show over the weekend. So you'll also be able to catch it then, and of course I'll then be back on Monday from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight. We've still got a final segment coming up here, and I just really want to give the callers a response. I mean, to give the callers a chance to respond, because I get their response, I should say, to all of this that we've discussed. We'll give each caller about to 45 seconds coming up here in the final five-minute segment. So we should be able to jam in about five or six callers. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And again, don't forget to go and subscribe for 15 cents a day at prisonplanet.tv to get everything, the video, the audio, the text, reports, all of it at prisonplanet.tv. It is such a premier website, only a few months old, and millions of people now visiting the site, and hundreds of folks signing up to be members. And to help support what we're doing, we need your support. You want to see us continue and grow and reach more people. So the final segment's coming up. We'll come back, and if you wanted to call in or you're on hold there, we'll get to you at 800-259-9231. A caller blitz straight ahead.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste, and obnoxious odors like sulfur. Even nitrates and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Didn't have a lot of time to take calls today with four guests, but here at the end, we've even got some lines open, a rarity, at 800-259-9231, if you want to call in with a final comment. Brad in Colorado, then Gary and others. Brad, go ahead.
Alex, what a perfect show. Today, this was classic. There is so much information on that. I am so glad that I recorded it, and I can go back and just digest it piece by piece.
I have to admit, this is one of the most powerful shows we've ever done.
Not one of the most. Probably it ranks in there with the top three. And I've been listening to you for, three or four years, and I've been recording at least about the last year of it. Did you get my email that I sent to tips@infoward.com about the high school teacher in Albuquerque who was basically harassed out of a contract because his poetry class had people in it that were criticizing the great leader?
No, but I see reports like that every day. When did you send it?
I sent it last night.
Okay, frankly, I could only spend like 30 minutes this morning on email. My wife obviously did see it. I'll try to post that.
Because that would be another great guest. Because another thing that is in a high school with a military liaison.
Oh, now, we've had that for 2 years. They're in there to recruit and to get everybody ready.
Well, this was not recruiting. It was because the principal and the military liaison were part of where the student was chastised.
And yes, they have these political officers at UT. They have troops running around in plain clothes harassing people. Wall Street Journal, thanks for the call. Man, I tell you, this is a scary pattern, folks. Gary in Arizona. Gary, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's Barry in Arizona. But
okay,
anyway,
go ahead.
Yeah, I know you're not Dr. Ward, but help me out here a little bit. I'm getting a little depressed, man. I'm trying to have meetings and everything, get people together, because every time I turn the news on, it's martial law, mass detention, so we're going to have to do this and that.
Yeah, you know, they're conditioning us for the next attack, so we'll accept it. But the people aren't buying it, buddy.
Well, good. I'm glad. I mean, people in my community are just kind of like still in denial, but some people are kind of starting to wake up a little bit. But, you know, it's like
A lot of people who are in denial heard what you had to say, heard what I had to say, heard what countless others had to say. They're not going to listen until it gets bad for them. But at that key point, that seed you planted will sprout.
Well, Alex, I just got a really important question here for you. I mean, I'm interested in defense of myself and my community, and it looks like they're pushing us toward this physical confrontation. And I don't want that to happen, but what do I do?
Sir, the pen is mightier than the sword, and you keep getting the word out, keep waking people up, and then you defend yourself and your family physically if need be against tyranny.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm working on doing. I'm showing your videos, I'm organizing groups, and, you know, trying to get things together at the local library, and, you know, but I really appreciate all you do, and keep up the good work, and I'll keep working at it, and thanks for your support.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for your support. Look, we got to break past the left-right debate. We got to get down to the real nuts and bolts of this, and that's the New World Order. And you heard the military officer earlier. You know, he found out this. We are meant to look bad. We are meant to abuse. We are meant to be evil. And then the UN comes in as the savior. So the left needs to figure that out. Michael Moore needs to figure that out, that the UN isn't going to save us. But that's why he's allowed to do what he's doing and getting all this attention. It's just that simple. My friends, look. You've got to decide what side you're on. And you've got to have the moral courage to face the facts. And the military and the police and others out there, you need to join us that love freedom and love liberty. You need to see the big picture, because your global masters will use you as birdcage liner. I mean, they think absolutely nothing of you. And we're all going to be judged one day before our Creator. And we're going to be judged on this plane of existence by the evil we all engage in. That all comes back to haunt us. When you don't care about your community, when you aren't informed, when you aren't involved fighting corruption, it grows and grows and grows. And it destroys our way of life and our freedom. We're going into hell on earth right now. Because so many of us have just let the government have control. And, oh, you know, they won't do any bad. Let's go to sleep. History shows that's a total fraud. So stop being complacent. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, back on Monday.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.